Yeah, I couldn't. I was to my knowledge either, Cliff, but I have an HTX 202 radio. And the 144 was a UHF. I think it was a 144 pack years ago. And when I was going to, when I was taking my class for the technician license, they said, I don't want that radio. You don't hear nobody on the UHF anyway. So once you get the 202, you hear everybody checking in repeaters, you hear people talking, all that. So get the radio next time when you get your license. Talk on that radio, because that's radio that you really want, and that's the only one that you will want for a radio check, is buy that one. So I got that one, and I was working on it today. I plugged in the charger and charged it up, the radio, and I don't have the frequencies in there. Something happened. It was an ER, and shows the beep. Sometimes shows the ER. So the ear, it's called ear something, I think. I don't know. And it's all frequencies. It just totally just blanked out one day, and I was playing it one day, and all the frequencies are probably still in there. I'm still programming in there, but I had to get it back again, just like the Yazoo.